That EU delegation is headed by its foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, and the Spanish foreign minister, Josep Piqué. The decision to resume the organization's Middle East peace efforts was made during an emergency meeting of EU foreign ministers yesterday in Luxembourg. NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
Before last night's urgent meeting, European leaders sounded like they were ready to take decisive action. European Commission President Romano Prodi said the United States had failed in mediating the conflict. France's Foreign Minister Hubert Védrine said the 15 European Union ministers attending had to steel themselves for action. He said the time had come for Europe to make its determination heard. But at the end of talks around midnight, the ministers had settled for something pretty close to the status quo. Spanish Foreign Minister Josep Piqué.
Estamos de acuerdo en que no es necesario.
We have come to the view that further political initiatives are not needed, he said. We already have enough for a solution. The American Tenet and Mitchell plans, the Saudi proposal in which Arab states would normalize relations with Israel if it pulls out of the occupied territories, and the recent United Nations Security Council resolutions. Those resolutions call for an end to all terrorist activities, for a ceasefire, and for the pullout of Israeli troops from Palestinian territory. To push for their immediate application, the foreign ministers decided to send a delegation to the Mideast today. And they weren't sure if Israel would take part or allow the European delegation to meet with Yasser Arafat, who is isolated in his compound in Ramallah. Still, the EU's foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, assured reporters that Arafat would want the EU representatives to come, even if they can't meet him.
But even if we cannot see him, if we can't see the collaborators of the Palestinian people, he will prefer much more that the European Union is present on the ground. And that's what we are going to do.
The ideas that fell by the wayside during the talks were a French plan to send international peacekeepers to the region and a plan to hold a multilateral peace summit with the EU, the US, Russia, moderate Arab states, Israel, and the Palestinians. The ministers said they would keep up their aid to the Palestinian Authority, but Spanish Foreign Minister Piqué said suspending trade ties with Israel, whose biggest trading partner is the EU, was not on the table.
I don't want to anticipate any new scenarios in the future. Any scenarios could be possible, no? But I think that now we have to concentrate in our aim to create the conditions for the implementation, the quicker the best, the better, of the resolutions of the United Nations.
If the end result of the meeting didn't seem to live up to its billing, that might be because of traditional differences of opinion within the EU. Germany, Britain, and the Netherlands are often wary of moves that might be seen as anti-Israeli or as stepping on American toes. On the other side are countries like France, which think the EU should have more influence in the Mideast, since Europe provides the lion's share of aid money, but sits on the sidelines when it comes to brokering peace. However, there appears to be a consensus view in Europe that Israel's current military crackdown will prove to be counterproductive. The European view is that the military incursions will create more despair and more suicide bombers. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Luxembourg City.